Mexican cartels launch a drone attack in Tijuana, putting Americans on alert. Three drones dropped homemade explosives on a government office there.
No injuries were reported, but authorities are taking action. CBS 8's Abby Black is live in San Ysidro near the border with what's being done to help prevent future attacks. Abby?
The State Department says that they are not aware of any Americans that were injured in last night's drone attack, but they are watching the situation closely. Tonight, we're learning that there is a joint effort between U.S. and Mexico to stop these targets before they happen.
Surveillance video from the Baja California Attorney General's office shows explosives detonating in the parking lot of the anti-kidnapping unit, damaging six personal vehicles. In a late-night news conference, Attorney General Maria Elena Andrade explained how the attack unfolded around 7 p.m. Andrade says three homemade explosives, plastic bottles packed with nails and metal fragments, were dropped by drones. No injuries were reported. Andrade says the attack may be retaliation. Her office has cracked down on kidnapping gangs coming from other Mexican states. She says Baja California has not allowed kidnapping gangs to settle in the region, arresting multiple groups that have attempted to operate here. The U.S. consulate issued a security alert for Americans to avoid the area. The State Department told CBS 8 no U.S. citizens were affected by the attack.